Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. This is Tomer with the radio news about radio waves. Federal Communications Commission recently approved the new Citizens Broadband Radio Service, sort of digital version of the CB radios that became a fad in the mid-1970s and are still used by truck drivers today. The CBRS takes over frequencies between 3.5 and 3.7 gigahertz that have traditionally been reserved for military radar and satellite uplinks. Now the FCC will attempt to set up a system that automatically assigns users to open frequencies with a control database mechanism known as the Spectrum Access System. Instead of U.S. military radar taking valuable spectrum to itself, whether it was using it or not, this new system allows much more public access to its own airwaves. Much of the anticipated use of the new system is expected to be from unlicensed wireless, allowing experiments with small-scale mesh networks. Eight groups or companies have petitioned the FCC asking for adjustments to the new system. These include petitions from CTIA, the Wireless Association, Verizon, Motorola Solutions, Nokia Networks, the Satellite Industry Association, the National Association of Broadcasters, and John M. Peha, a professor at Carnegie Mellon University and a former FCC chief technologist. The Communications Law blog outlines each requested change and links to the petitions and reports that the public can comment on any or all of the petitions until October 19, 2015 at fcc.gov. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Waveform Radio and WGXC.